Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And a little bit chilly this morning. Going to be chilly the next couple mornings. So definitely get ready for that. But we'll warm up again beginning Tuesday and on for the week. So we got that to think about. But woke up this morning, 36 degrees. Ooh. Definitely did not want to get up. Just wanted to stay under those blankets. But that's a story for a different day. But we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Who's up next?
Coming up, we got Jackie with a question about her geraniums.
All right, Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I have multi-geranium plants. I took some in yesterday.
Perfect.
No one was going to have a cold night, but I want to know when I cut them back. Do I cut them back and water them before I put them in my basement?
Okay. So you have the annual-type geraniums that you bring in and out each year to almost make them into like a perennial, right?
Right. And I've been doing, I have some that are at least 5 years old.
Awesome. So it's perfect that you brought them in last night. Make sure you bring them in again tonight, and I almost want to say possibly Monday night, just as a something to look at. excuse me. So it can be any time at this point. I'm thinking it's going to be more into later October before you're going to cut them back. Are they ones that are very, like, kind of gotten leggy and overgrown, or you just want to just cut them back so you can have them over winter for the winter?
I just want to cut them back. I do have, nothing's overgrown, but I have some real beautiful ones that that I receive for Mother's Day and Easter and stuff. But anyways, I take them in, but I, been doing this for years, and I leave for 4 months in the winter, and I put them in my basement, and I, sometimes I've watered them, and sometimes I haven't, so I didn't know what the right route would be for that.
Okay. So what I would do is I would start by getting rid of any of the dead or damaged branches that are on there. So those aren't going to help the plant by any means. They're just going to take away moisture that is in the soil, and that type of thing. They're just going to take away from the plant itself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So start with that. You can also get rid of any of the, at this point there might not be flower heads, but any of the flower heads, get rid of those. Okay. Also, so the rule of thumb, if you will, would be to cut the entire plant back by like a third. Some will even go up to a half. Okay.
But don't do that at the moment.
I'd wait a little bit, kind of just let it keep going, because at this point, if you cut it back with some of the warm temperatures going forward, it might try to rejuvenate itself right now and get into a new, like, growth cycle, right?
Right.
So we want to, you know, we want to get it so it wants to go into the dormancy period. We don't want to rejuvenate it and get it started again. Okay, so that's why I wouldn't cut it back for a few weeks. Maybe October is what I'm looking at. Maybe later in October. Okay.
Well, I put them in the garage last night, the ones I could do.
Yep.
And I said, well, you know, it came about 5 o'clock. I said, oh, this is going to be cold tonight.
Yeah.
So I put several in there, figuring I'd get the, you know, any frost or mildew, you know, moisture on them. So
yep.
Anyways, but my question is, when I bring them in, which I put them in the basement, is it good to put them in the dark place or kind of let them have some light?
Well, so it's like putting it into like a cold storage. If it has some light, that's fine. You know, you don't want to, it doesn't need to be dark at all times. Right.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do before you put them away, maybe a couple days before, is give them a deep soak, a deep watering, so that they'll
okay.
be able to make it through the entire winter, especially if
mm-hmm.
you're going to be away for 4 months. Because
right.
one of the things with anything that you put in storage like that, you need to check on them every once in a while.
Right.
To check and see if there's any mold or any diseases that have started to get on there. Sometimes, every now and then you can water lightly, but in your case, keep them in like a cold storage. They're probably going to go into that dormancy period, and they're not going to need it as much. So I wouldn't worry as much. Okay.
So right now, do I take them back out of the garage and put them back in the sunlight?
Well, so I would take them out today if you can. If you can't,
mm-hmm.
bring them back in tonight. You know, just
mm-hmm.
leave them in there. That would be fine. But just the next couple nights, the temperatures are going to be in the 30s, mid to low 30s. Like tonight, overnight, it's going to be 36. And then tomorrow, overnight, going to be 38.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be something to worry about. Then going forward, just based on what I'm seeing, it's a lot of 50s, at least until the overnight temperatures of 50s until at least the 1st of October. So
right, because I have so many. I mean, people said, I said, I have this probably 5 years, that one there. And I did lose quite a few last year that I had put in flower boxes, and they just died. I says, well, we'll replace you this year.
Yeah, and understandable. So, you know, some, you know, I would, if you can't bring them out today, don't worry about it, because tomorrow, tonight you're going to have to bring them in anyways.
Right.
So, you know, maybe leave them in there for a couple days, and then get them back outside, just
right.
because I'm looking, when I looked at the weather earlier, mid to end of the week, we could get up to 80 one day. So we just don't want it to just shock the plant completely. It's going to be in a cold house, and, you know, the plants are already going to feel some of that shock, like what's going on. But
right.
at the same time, bringing them inside, it could get even hotter than that, pushing it, you know,
mm-hmm.
into like 90 degrees, where the plant itself is going to say, all right, what time of year is it? You know, so
right.
we don't want them to get back into that growing habit. We want them to slow down a little bit to get them for next
mm-hmm.
season.
Right. Well, that's what I said. I said, gee, do I water them? And then, but I always clean them up before bringing them in. But I can bring them in even on a summer den that I have in a patio just to keep that morning dew, overnight dew on them.
Yep. No, I the other thing, just you don't want it to go below like 45 degrees with geraniums. So you did the right thing. So when you look at the temperatures, don't look just at the, you know, getting into the 30s. Look at the
mm-hmm.
lower 40s as well for the geranium so you can keep them, because they do like the heat a little bit more, even though they'll take some of the cold, you know, the 50s, and still be fine. When it drops below 45, sometimes what will happen is it'll shock them as well. So you're doing a great job and the right thing at this time.
Okay. Very good. I said, this year I really have to call and find out what I did. But I didn't know whether, you know, to water them well before I put them in my basement.
Well, definitely.
I do have some heat in my basement, and I bet it goes to 60, maybe 55. I don't know.
Yeah, and that would...
my house is 55 when I'm gone.
Yeah, and the 55 would be fine for there. The other thing you should look to do in the next couple weeks is just check anything for insects. You know, shake,
right.
You know, rub the plant a little bit and see if anything flies out. And if so, you know, give it a spray with like a neem oil or something along those lines just before you're bringing it into the house so you're not bringing in any insects with you.
Exactly.
That's one of the, you know, any time with houseplants, you're just taking a look for the insects, if anything's coming in, and a deep watering to get it so it can nicely go into the house.
Well, I appreciate your advice. So I've listened to your show for years.
Thank you, Jackie. Jackie, you have a great rest of your day. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Who's up next?
Coming up, we got Robin from Massachusetts.
Robin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I have a question about, I have a Majestic Majesty that's on my deck. How to bring that into the home for the winter?
Okay. Probably going to be pretty decent size.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's probably 5 feet tall.
Okay. So, well, for something along those lines, it's is out on the porch where it's going to be, or out in the yard where it's pretty exposed at this point?
Yeah, it's on my deck.
Okay.
So, there's like an awning over it, but it is, you know, it's out there.
Okay. So did you bring it in at all last night?
No, I was thinking of doing that, and then I was afraid to shock it.
Gotcha. So what we're going to want is, you know, if with the awning there and it under the awning is going to help with frost or anything hitting it, so that's
sure.
That's perfect. But we want to start slowly so you don't shock it. When the temperatures, if you look at the long-term forecast and the temperatures really overnight have a longer period of time where it's dropping into into the 40s, that's when you can start to you know, leave it outside till a certain point at night and then bring it in, and then keep it inside until a certain point and then bring it back out during the day.
Okay.
It's like the same way, you're doing the opposite, but the same type of thing that you would do in the spring to get the plant ready to go outside. You know,
okay.
In the spring, you're bringing it out during the day. And then you'll bring it out, bring it in at night when it gets too cold to get it used to the temperatures outside.
Okay.
But what I'd like to see you do with the temperatures really hitting into the 40s going forward,
yeah.
that's when I'd want you to really bring it inside, because it is more of a tropical. Mm-hmm. So what I would suggest doing is, you know, just looking at the weather here, end of, like, Thursday of next week, and that, you know, it's a far off, but Thursday of next week looks like the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of that next week is going to drop into the 40s overnight each day. Mm-hmm. So that might be the time to start bringing it in.
Okay.
During the day, so bringing it in at night. And so maybe, you know, once you start to see the temperatures drop, maybe it's 5, 6 o'clock, then you bring it inside. Keep it in a sunny window.
Yep.
So like a south-facing window. Obviously, it's not going to be sunny at night, but the idea is that when you eventually get it to where it's going to be over the winter, you want it to be the same each time, so it gets used to the temperature that it's going to be overnight there, and then you might have to leave it in longer in the morning, depending upon when it warms up. And so you want it to go to that place, even though you're just bringing it in for the night. We're trying to get it ready for the inside. So get that place ready where it's going to be, and get it in there when it's cold at night, and so that it's going to acclimate to that area. Okay.
So I bring it in around 5 or 6 p.m. and I leave it in all night long.
So it would depend.
And then put it back outside in the morning.
Well, the time is gonna fluctuate. You're gonna have to take a look at the temperatures, and see, like, about the time that it starts to drop. When the sun starts to drop, that's obviously when the temperature's gonna drop.
Right.
In the morning sometimes, when the sun comes up, you're not getting warm enough until even like 9-10 o'clock in the morning, so it's not like a first thing. You got to make sure with something along those lines that the temperatures are at least outside in the 50s when you've brought it back in, when you need to put it back out, to keep that so it doesn't shock it, because the house, you're going to start heating it soon. When you do start to heat it, it's going to be warmer inside, and then bringing it outside could shock it. So that's what we don't want to do. Okay. All right, Robin. So hopefully that will help you out with that information. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Democrats considering their options after the death of liberal Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday night. The GOP majority wants that vacancy filled quickly with a conservative judge. 4 Republicans would need to vote against a nomination for Democrats to block it. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins calling on her colleagues to hold off on replacing Bader Ginsburg until after the election. Meanwhile,
she was a trailblazer.
Fans of the notorious RBG have been gathering to pay tribute to her on the steps of the Supreme Court. Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
She took the law to places it had never been.
Tropical Storm Beta slowly moving towards the Texas and Louisiana coast. Forecasters say it will probably reach the Texas coast either late tomorrow or early Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
The Secret Service and FBI are investigating after a package filled with poison addressed to President Trump was intercepted. The package contained ricin, a highly toxic substance that can cause nausea, vomiting, and stomach bleeding, usually followed by organ failure and death. The package was intercepted at an off-site facility before it reached the White House, and President Trump was never at risk, according to officials. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is imposing U.N. sanctions on Iran. However, the move is expected to be passed over by allies and enemies across the globe. The gesture coming after the White House failed to extend the conventional weapons embargo that is set to expire next month under the nuclear deal with Tehran. Other nations in the U.N. have rejected America's arguments that it could impose sanctions that had been lifted under the Iran nuclear deal because the Trump administration backed out of it in 2018. And this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on that, so I'm going to get right back to that. Who's up next?
Coming up, we got Bob in Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, sir.
Couple little questions. My wife says she spots some white worms on her raspberry bushes or berries. Any idea what I can do for that? The other thing is you mentioned a fast-acting lime.
Yep.
Could you get a manufacturer's name? The other thing is I have a blueberry bush that has one stem that's probably 3 to 5 feet tall. Should I prune that back before I transplant it? And right now, that's about it right now.
Okay. So so the fast-acting lime, so there's a couple out there. Espoma has one that you could be using that's called, I'm trying to pull it up here at the same time, lightning lime. Okay, lightning. So Espoma, yep. They have one. The one I know would be Magic Cal from Jonathan Green.
Okay.
The natural alternatives, their lime is a fast-acting lime as well. So there's a few. Okay. So the little white worms, are they all over the raspberry or... And how big are
they're
they?
They're on the surface. They're on the surface, and that's how she spotted them.
So okay.
She asked me to bring the question up. You might have some suggestions. Maybe something needs to be put into the soil, or you just pull them off and eat the raspberry afterwards.
Okay. So they're little guys?
Yeah, they're really small, but she spotted them. She's got eyes like a hawk.
So it's a specific it's a type of insect that will be on raspberries. It's always on like blackberries, blueberries, those types of things. It likes to feed on grapes, strawberries, those types of things. It's It's not. Is it a fall fruiting raspberry?
It is right now. We haven't seen them on the spring version, but we've seen them on the fruit right now, which is the fall crop.
Okay, so this is one where it is usually on the fall cultivar. So that's it. So this is definitely what it is. It's I can't even pronounce what it's called. I can't remember how they pronounce it. But it's a type of like a fly. It looks like a fly when it will develop. Okay.
Okay.
It's a larvae of it. So the thing is, you need to get rid of any of the damaged or rotting fruit towards the end of this, because they will go into that and try to overwinter into the soil. Okay. So we're looking at like an insecticide, an organic insecticide, and it would be something I'd be looking at, like Captain Jack's.
Okay,
so when it's got that like white worm type, the larvae, that Captain Jack's will work well on there.
Okay.
And you had a question in regards to the blueberries, right?
Yeah, a blueberry bush, and it's a renegade. Some neighbor gave her, and she doesn't know what it is, a high bush or a main low bush, but there's just one huge stem, but the rest of the bush has got beautiful sprouts on it. So I have to transplant that sometime here before too long. But it's the one shoot that bothers me, sticking way up in the air. Is it too late to prune that?
No, not at all. I'd continue. Okay. I'd cut it off at this point to get it back, especially if you're going to transplant it. With a shoot like that going up different than it might go into shock a little bit anyways. So okay. That branch itself would go into shock, not the plant itself. So that's what I would be looking at.
Okay.
Cutting it back to keep it down. Okay.
Sure.
And I know you you'd email me this week. I said earlier I hadn't gotten to anything, but I remember seeing the name on the email. You were looking at the Pinky Winky that you have. You want to know how much longer to feed it. And
that's correct. Yeah, okay.
What I'd actually suggest, you know, slow down on the feeding of this. Maybe give it one last feed of like a plant tone at half the rate so that it can get into the root system for winter and go on and just help protect it.
Okay.
I'd continue to water it until the ground freezes. And it's not too late at this point to prune out some of the dead. Any time during the season, you can cut out the dead. Okay? Because the dead on a plant is only going to affect the growth habits, the root system, everything. Because the plant is trying to focus on helping that dead area. It's you know, there's an issue on the plant, so the plant's like, what do I do? And it's focusing all on that versus the rest of the plant. So anytime there's dead anywhere, definitely want to get rid of it.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
All right, Bob. Well, I appreciate the call as always. You enjoy the rest of your day. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have some more calls, so who's up next?
We do. We have Sue in Rochester.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
He likes to do that.
What's that?
Yeah, just want to do that. Yeah, right.
There. Sue, are you there? Sue, can you hear me?
Yep, I can. Sorry.
All right. That's okay. How can we help you today?
I'm sorry, Patrick. Quick question. I've got an ornamental tree. I don't know what it is. The leaves look very birch-like, and it's got little very small fruits on the tips of the branches. But the problem with this poor little tree is that it's dying at the top, and it's got... It was so neglected for so long. I started an account, and the base of it was all suckers. So I finally got that trimmed off, and there's one sucker on there that's got a caliper that's so big, I cannot get my biggest loppers on it. It needs to be cut with a chainsaw. And I have a chainsaw, But I'm concerned about as to whether I should cut it now and have it bleed as much as it will, because it's going to bleed a lot, or whether I should wait until it's dormant, or whether I should wait until spring, but then if I do that, it's going to bleed again. I don't know when to cut that monstrous sucker off of the base of that tree.
Okay, so, you know, you do have plenty of time right now to cut it, if you wanted to cut it at this point, but you could wait till it's dormant. A lot of like tree companies will do more tree work in the winter because they can see you know, on the branches, etc. There's no leaves as much, so it would be no problem to do it at that point if you're worried about it just, you know, oozing out and bleeding, as you're saying, like that. So it definitely would have no problem with you waiting to do that.
Yeah, okay. I think I might do that because the top of the tree is really, you know, just almost dead. It's dying, and that, you know, it's being sucked dry, and I just don't want to, and we're in this drought, and I'm just afraid to take any more moisture out of that tree, and hopefully, so I'll wait until winter then. And should I wait until it's like February, March? I mean, is there time?
I would just wait till the ground freezes at that point. Then you can do it. So it's one of those things, right? It's a catch-22 because you're saying, you know, sucker growth pulls water from the plant. But at the same time, you know, you're having some issues with the rest of the plant. So you want it to, you don't want to affect it. So it's like, what do you do? So I completely get it. So that's why waiting till it's dormant, so that way you can not really affect it as much. The tree will have some time to heal. So you can do it, honestly, you could do it once the ground freezes. You could even do it, you know, January, February, maybe even in March, right at the beginning.
Okay.
Before it's, you know, before the ground starts to really thaw.
Yep.
You would consider that like the late winter. But again, when it comes to, you know, cutting trees sometimes, a lot of tree companies are going to wait till the winter, especially with deciduous trees, so they can actually see where they're going in a tree. So I see no problem with you waiting on that.
Okay, and there are some other trees on the property that are going to need trimming in the top. There's a bunch of stuff that's got some problems. So,
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You definitely have some time. I mean, it's one of those things where obviously you're not going to want to do this in the middle of January if it's like 10 degrees, but you have plenty of time. I just try to do it before the ground thaws in the spring.
Yep.
So that you can really get ahead of it. So then the plants, once it starts to thaw, can be focusing right on the rest of the plants.
Right. Now, would you suggest, I've got some old Job's deciduous stakes. Would you suggest me driving a few of those into the ground or at least putting them around the drip line on that thing now?
I'm sorry, the first part of that, I didn't hear. I apologize.
I've got some of those, you know, the stakes, the fertilizer stakes you can drive into the ground, the tree fertilizers. Mm-hmm. Would you think that I should do that right now?
I mean, you could. At this point, I don't see a problem to do that. It's, you know, the thing about tree stakes is about 50% of it's a binder coat to hold it. So you're basically at half the rate that it would be normally, so that would be fine.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not a huge fan of tree stakes when it comes to the spring because of that whole 50% like binder aspect.
But
in the fall, we're looking to do it at half the rate, so it's perfect, right?
Okay.
So I definitely think you're okay to do that at this point.
Okay. Then that's what I shall do, and hopefully we'll get a little rise out of the top of that poor tree. That's great. Thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem. You have a great one, Sue.
You Bye-bye. Too. Thanks.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a couple hours left in the show. We'll be here to answer as many of the gardening questions as possible to do everything we can to help you out. So give us that call. We'll do what we can. But it's been a little cold this morning. I noticed you know, some of the areas probably more north of me probably got down to 32 or freezing. So we definitely, we're getting into fall. Fall hasn't officially hit. It's going to hit us on Tuesday. But we're getting into fall. It's, as we all know in New England, fall hits and it's almost winter. So, you know, we're going to have that warm up for a little bit. As fall hits, right? Maybe that it's going to be hitting this week. I look at the temperatures and Thursday is supposed to be 80. So it's something like that. So definitely New England weather, right? You can add 2020 to that statement in 2020 in New England. Whew, don't know what to say. But give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow!
Really? With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls online, so I want to get right back to that. Who's up next? Nathan, you there?
Yes, sorry about that. It's Mary in Maine.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Mary, you there?
I'm in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you got the right one.
That's all right. Maine, Pennsylvania, same thing, right? How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. How can we help you today?
I got a question about my rhubarb. This past summer, we had a flood, and I put my rhubarb, like, on the bank around the top of my property, but the flood still got it. And the one only has, he says, one leaf on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, do you think they'll come back next year, or is it a goner?
Well, so you said it still has some leaves on it, or one leaf?
It has one leaf.
Well, I think it's just, it's kind of one of those, we'll call it as like a shock that came to the plant. I think you're going to be fine next season.
Yeah.
You know, you're probably harvesting at this point. The thing about harvesting rhubarb is obviously you don't want to get rid of all the leaves. You want them to be able to go back into the plant and rejuvenate. So I'd kind of leave it as is. But I think, you know, you might have some next year with it without a problem. It's just kind of gotten through some shock. And the fact that you have one leaf still means it's holding on.
Yeah, he said it's a very tiny leaf. So
Yeah, I think you're gonna be. I think you're gonna be all right. You know, the thing about rhubarb is they like very well drained soil. So to be in a flood like that, you know, it could have some shock to it, and it's just getting used to it. You know, the thing about it is obviously, you know, most of the country's in a drought at this point. So it's probably too dry now, but I'd continue to water it a little bit to continue it into the rest of the season until the ground freezes so that you can, you know, give it something back for next season.
Would you put anything in the water or just water?
I would just water it at this point. We're getting late to be doing any type of fertilizer for something along those lines. I'd really just keep watering until the ground freezes, just to give it something back, so to show the plant, like, hey, you know, I want you to survive. I'm going to do what I can. So you do your best. I'm going to do my best, right?
Okay. And what about now when it gets colder and it gets frost? Can I cover it with something? You know, what should I cover it?
You could put like a some sort of like you could put leaves around it, pine needles, more mulch.
Oh, really?
You know, that type of thing, just to cover the plant to keep it to help protect the root system for the winter. I see no problem in that.
You wouldn't put any straw or anything over there, would you?
Well, so sometimes with the straw, you'd be looking for a straw that maybe is manufactured that has, like, no weed seeds in it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where I get nervous with straw.
Oh, okay.
So in the New England area, we have salt marsh hay. The salt marsh hay has no weed seeds, so you can put that over it. But there are some products out there. There's like a lucerne straw. There's also it's called mainly mulch. There's also one called easy straw. Those products there are the type of straw that you can actually put down that don't have weed seeds.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be fine to do. I'm just, you know, covering it up a little bit to help protect the root system for the winter. That would be fine.
Okay, I thank you very much.
Not a problem, Mary. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're about 30 seconds away from a break, so I don't want to introduce another call until the 8 o'clock hour. So we'll just hang tight here for a little bit. You know, when a plant like Mary's has a little bit of hope, you can try to cling to that and do everything you can to protect it for the next season. So we're getting into that time frame where we're talking about mulching a little bit more, putting that salt marsh hay, putting leaves, pine needles, etc. So something to really be thinking about going forward. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.